And at some point, I've been getting into it and studying a little bit. But the number one thing that the enemy wants to steal is your joy. Because if he steals your joy, he steals your strength. And the number one way to resist him stealing your joy is through praise. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. It's not just a song we sing, but it's a life principle that we should put on. Come on, have you ever felt heaviness? Come on, have you ever felt down? Have you ever felt, you know, probably not, you're super saints. But I've felt that way before, and it's amazing, the longer that you stay in that feeling, the deeper the hole gets. Right? Poor me, poor, oh, pitiful me. How come everything bad happens to me? I'm just a victim here. I'm just, oh God, I can't wait till I die and go home to be with you, because everything down here just is horrible. I mean, you probably have never thought, but there's some people that aren't here tonight. They think that, right? Or they'd be here tonight. But watch this. For us, and the reality is that if God be for me, who can be against me? And if you have a Bible, if you don't have a Bible, what's wrong with you? But if you have a Bible, turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. This is really cool. How many want the joy of the Lord? And again, proof or the sign that you have the joy is your strength is revitalized. Right? I feel weak, I feel tired, but there's something that, you know, when you have that third energy drink and it kicks in, you go, "Woo, where did this come from?" Well, I'm going to teach you tonight about an energy drink that you don't have to go to 7-Eleven to buy. Amen? Verse 31 says, "But those who..." Isaiah 40, verse 31. Something about that row. But anyway, look at Isaiah 40 and verse 31. But watch these first words. "But those who..." But those who... You know, that indicates that not everyone is involved in that. But it says, "But those who..." And watch this. "Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Those who wait upon the Lord. What does it mean to wait upon the Lord? Well, it means to wait upon the Lord. In the Hebrew, it really means waiting in anticipation of an arrival. Or think about it this way. You know, have you ever been where you're going out or something is happening in your life? Well, I'll just tell you, this is the way it was when I was a young kid. In the summertime, we lived in West Seattle. We always went to Mason Lake on the weekend. So here was the routine. The older kids and mom, we'd pack the car, we'd have it all ready to go. But as soon as Dad got home and got washed up, he was in the driver's seat and we were headed for Mason Lake. And so all of the kids were, "When's Daddy getting home? When's Daddy getting home?" Because we were waiting on his arrival because we knew something was going to happen when he arrived. Right? Those that wait upon the Lord with anticipation that if he shows up, something is going to happen. Right? And you know that the Bible says, that, watch this, God inhabits the praises of his people. Are you one of his people? Right? So what does inhabit mean? It means that he has a habit of being with. Right? Come on. God inhabits. What does inhabit mean? It means that God has a habit of being with. Right? God has a habit of being with those that praise him. Woo! Isn't that good? That's really good. So it's like... And what's that? Okay. I said, God inhabits the praises of His people, which means that He's in the habit of being with those who praise Him. He is in the habit, Myrna, of those who praise Him. Right? Glory to God. Glory to God. We're so excited about that. But it says, He who waits on the Lord, waits upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. Renew their strength. You know, you can't renew something that wasn't there before. Let me say that again so that everybody's awake. You cannot renew something that wasn't there before, because there wouldn't be any re in it. It would be new. So renewing something means that, watch this, and this is so cool. Have you ever had an old piece of furniture or something, and you rub oil into the wood, and you just keep rubbing, and the more that you rub into the wood, the more the texture comes out, the more beautiful it becomes, and all of a sudden, wow! What are you doing? You're rubbing that oil in it. Did you know the Holy Spirit is symbolized by oil? And the anointing, watch this, the anointing means to pour oil over. So when we're in the presence of God and in His waiting on Him, the Holy Spirit shows up and He rubs the oil into us. And that becomes the source of our strength. Glory to God. How many think it would be a good thing to begin to practice waiting on the Lord? Right? And watch this. If praise is part of that practice, then we ought to become proficient praisers. Proficient praisers. That means we're good at it. And have you ever noticed that when you're trying to learn something, I don't care if it's playing guitar or working on a car or anything that you're trying to do, the games on your phone, any of those things, you start out and you're not very good at it. Your grandkids come and let me see that, and they just look, and the thing is crazy, right? But if you'll stick with it and you'll practice it and you'll practice it and you'll practice it, you become proficient at it. So what I would encourage you to do, if it's hard for you to praise or even spend any time in praise to the Lord, stick with it and practice. And continue to practice. Because He will renew your strength as you wait on Him. And you know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, it says that those who want to please God must believe that He is, and must believe that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So here's the deal. Faith says that God, whether I feel it, whether I sense it, whether anything happens or not, I believe that when I praise You, You have the habit of showing up. Right? And if You show up, there's some strength coming to me. I need some strength. I need the joy of the Lord. If you need that, get in the habit of praising Him and worshiping Him. What does that do? It does a couple of things. The first thing, if you have your eyes on Him, you take your eyes off of you. Right? As long as you have your eyes on you, it's hopeless. Right? I mean, how many have ever felt hopeless in your situation because you've gone, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And you start to ruminate in that and you go, oh boy, this is too tough for me. Right? I mean, come on. This is hopeless. But when we turn our eyes off of us and put our eyes on Him, then all of a sudden the possibilities begin to come. Well, what can God do in this? Oh, this is the same God, you know, that put the stars in space. This is the same God who parted the sea. This is the same God who got me out of that mess 10 years ago. This is the same God who loved me even when I was a sinner. So He's loving me now. This is the same God. I'm going to put my eyes on Him. Right? And all of a sudden, strength starts to come. Strength starts to come. You see, the other thing that it does is it reminds the devil that you're not alone. It reminds your enemy, listen, you're messing with me, but you're not messing with me. Right? Look behind me. Not only is Jesus my Lord and God of heaven is my Father, the Holy Spirit lives inside of me. And if that wasn't enough, He has angels assigned to the case. Right? So all of this. Now watch this, because this is really important to understand. It says, but those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You see, here's the cool thing about an eagle. Have you ever watched an eagle soar? They might flap a little bit to get going, but once they catch a thermal, so we might start our praise in our flesh. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm praising the Lord. You know, sometimes I praise God. I'm praising the Lord. We're flapping our wings. We're flapping. But all of a sudden, it goes from doing it in the flesh to the Spirit of God comes in. And all of a sudden, sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Did you catch the thermal? Right? Did you catch the thermal? Right? You were all wondering if I was going to hit that note. But did you catch the thermal, right? It's because the presence of the Lord comes when you praise Him, right? So you mount up with wings as eagles. You won't be up there going, God, I'm going to fall, right? You know, you're up there in the thermals, right? Watch this. This is so cool. Even an albatross, when it gets up in the thermals, can glide. Even an albatross. Ever seen an albatross land? It's the funniest thing. They land and they're just all over the place trying to get stopped. But even an awkward bird, if they catch the thermal, can soar. That gives me hope, right? That gives me hope. That means that anyone who's covered with the blood, anyone who will spend time with God, anyone who will make it a habit of praise, God will make it a habit of being with you. And He'll renew your strength. And in His presence, in His presence, the problems may be the same, but the worry of the problems don't measure up anymore. Why? Because we know that God is on the case. Watch this. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Watch this. Waiting on the Lord doesn't mean that you don't do anything. I'm just waiting on God. Not if you're sitting at home doing nothing. Right? I'm just waiting on God. As soon as God does something, I'm going to do something. I found in the Bible and in reading the Scriptures that God is only doing things for those who will be obedient and do what He tells them to do. He's always saying go. He's always saying do. In other words, we have to initiate our part and then His part comes in. Right? And so we have to be the place where, listen, as soon as I start walking or running, I'm not going to be weary. Why? Because He's with me. I'm going to start walking. I know it's a long ways, but God's with me. God's promise for me, His joy for me, may seem a long way off, but I'm walking toward it by praising Him and worshiping Him and waiting on Him. And glory to God, it gets easier and easier as time goes by. Hallelujah. Waiting on the Lord. Go back to chapter 25. Isaiah 25. And look at verse 9. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation. It will be said in that day. In other words, others will see what we're going through, but they'll see that we're a people who are waiting on God. And even though it didn't seem like it on Monday, and even though it didn't seem like it on Tuesday, and it didn't seem like it in May or in July, but there's coming a time when the salvation is going to show up. And they're going to say, look at, man, I guess they were right. Right? Glory to God. It's up to us to get to the place where we're a people of praise in knowing. And not, this isn't praise in just something empty, magical formula. This is praise because we know whom we belong to. And we know that He's God. We know that He's for us. We know that He's with us. We know that. That's not something we're guessing about, but we know it. And how do we know it? We know it by faith. We believe it by faith. We believe it because He said it. But we also believe it because there was a day when I was lost, but then I became found. I was without, but then I was in, and I was in the kingdom of darkness, and I was translated into the kingdom of light. And I couldn't tell you how that happened or why it happened theologically at the time, but I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew that I had changed because Jesus came and became Lord of my life. Are you with me? Come on. And so we're carrying that theme out in Jesus' name. Now go with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, He's worthy to be praised. Yeah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Even when I don't feel it, I'm going to worship Him. Even when it doesn't seem like anything's happening, I'm going to worship Him. Because it's not over until God says it's over. Come on. Hallelujah. Back in the day, I remember this was way back when the Sonics were in town, and they just, you know, it was like the year before they won the championship, and they were behind in the series to Washington, and Lenny Wilkins got up and he said, "It ain't over till the fat lady sings." Right, talking about an opera, and the opera wasn't over until the, you know. Anyway, but that's probably not a politically correct thing right now about body shaming or whatever. But listen, it ain't over till God has the last say. Come on, it's not over till God has the last say. I said it's not over till God has the last say. Ephesians chapter 5, and we're all here together tonight, right? Verse 18 says this, "And do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit." Don't be drunk with wine, but wait on the Lord. Because if you'll wait on the Lord, He is in the habit of showing up and being with you. And if He's with you, He'll rub the anointing oil of His Spirit into you. And you'll become intoxicated in the presence of God. Filled with God. Filled with God. You know how you get the thoughts out of you that are negative and they're contrary to what God has said? Fill your mind up with Him. You know, and take those thoughts captive by putting Him in the place of those thoughts. How do you do that? You begin to worship Him. You begin to praise Him. you begin to think about Him. Have you ever read, and we may come across one of those tonight, but it says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me." Now, if I come to you and you're going through something really rough, and I have compassion and I want to be there for you, you're having a rough time, I can come over there and go, "Oh, life sucks, doesn't it? But I've been through that, and you know, I'm still miserable, and listen, I want to join you in your misery, and we're just going to be miserable together. Let's just have a misery party. We'll invite friends. We'll all be miserable together." Right? And that sounds funny, but don't we do that? Don't we do that? "Well, here's my testimony. Oh, I know what you're going through. Here's my testimony. My testimony is worse than your testimony. And the, did you hear about Sister Susie? Oh, my God, we're lucky because we're not her." Let's pray. Right? You know, let's pray. Well, that's a great position to pray from. But what if you got together and you said, "Wait a minute. The Bible says don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit." And how do you do that? Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. This is praise in the New Testament. This is worship in the New Testament. This is magnifying God and who He is and what He's done and what He's promised and what's ahead. You begin to worship Him. You begin to exalt Him. Right? And your problem may not go away that day, but it begins to look less and less and less and less and less and less of an overwhelming problem because you're overwhelmed in His presence. Glory to God. Look at verse 20. It says, "Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, who in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ..." Giving thanks always. Got your friends coming over and you pouring out your heart to them. And I'm not saying to be discompassionate or anything like that, but when they get through with their story, but why not just say, "Well, you know, I understand and I hear what you're going through, but let's just thank God that He hasn't left us alone. Let's just, even in the midst of this, even though we don't like what we're going through, somebody's passed away, you lost a job, whatever that is, it's not to go, "Well, just praise the Lord, brother." You know, that's not necessarily the deal, but the deal is, but aren't we grateful that God gave us that job in the first place? Aren't we thankful that we had 30 or 40 or 50 years with somebody, right? Well, sometimes we're thankful. But anyway, you get the point. It's like turn the situation somehow into being thankful to God that He's with you in the midst of what you're going through. Come on. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Now let's go back to the Psalms. If you don't know how to praise, just open the Psalms. The Psalms are a book of songs and meditations that mostly David, there were other writers, but Moses wrote some of them, but and others, but mostly David. But it was absolutely songs out of his heart and out of his experience. So go to Psalm 34. Let's go there first. Are y'all getting something tonight? Well, say praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, and if you have the heading in front of it, which some Bibles do, listen to this. It's a psalm of David when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. So in other words, David was in trouble, this great man of God, and he said, "This king is going to get me. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play like I'm nuts." So the king came up and he was all going, you know, and acting nuts. That's what he was doing. And so he departed and went away. This psalm comes out of that. Look at that. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Right? I should have been killed by the king, but I escaped from his presence. And I will bless the Lord when I feel good. I will bless the Lord when everything is going right. I will bless the... No. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. How many can testify that that's you? You're all liars. Why did I say that? I said that because we don't do that. Is that all times? You're driving all the time. Okay. So here's the point. We have to discipline ourselves in the midst of whatever we're going through, whether it's good or whether it's bad, to have praise on our lips. I will praise the Lord at all times, in every circumstance. I'm going to praise God. Why? Because He's bigger than my circumstance, A, but mostly because He deserves it. This is the God who put every star in place. This is the God who could, with a whisper of His hand, destroy everything and start over. Right? This is the all-powerful, all-knowing, He's everywhere all the time. This is the God that I'm praising and I'm worshiping. And at all times, I will praise Him. What does that mean? I'll speak highly of Him. Right? I'll praise Him. I'll speak highly of Him. How can you do that? Watch this. It's when you don't let your love grow cold because of circumstances. Let me just give you an example and see if anybody can relate to this. When you were young, you met that person. And there's one lady, she used this word, I thought it was a great word. She said, you became Twitter-pated with them. Don't you like that word? I just like that word. Oh, you know, and all of a sudden your heart starts to grow and I'll be up with him for 2 hours, you know, 2 a.m. We're just talking. We're just having so much fun. I can't wait for the next day to be with them. I just love them. Did you hear about her? Let me tell you about her. She's just so cute. She's so beautiful. She's so all of this. And what are you doing? You're praising her. But that turns into more. You get married. And life starts to happen. And you start to look at life more than love of her. And all of a sudden, your praise for her or him begins to diminish. And if you're not careful, your praise will become complaining. It'll become nagging. Don't look at me like that, Marty. I mean, if the Lord's convicting you, you just stay right there. But watch this. It becomes things that aren't conducive to continue a relationship of love that's passionate. Right? And so this is what we do in our relationship with the Lord. When I first got saved, it was, oh my gosh, Lord, I love you, Lord. I just couldn't get enough. Oh, Lord, everywhere I went, Lord, I need you, I need you. I praise you, God. I'm just so excited that you really know, came to know me, and I really know you in a personal way. But in our relationship with God, we can come back to the place of, life happens, right? Life happens. Things didn't go the way it planned. This didn't happen. You know, whatever it is, and we can get back to the place where we're complaining in our prayers more than we are praising the one that we love. Does that make sense? So we have to come back to the place, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. When's the last time you on purpose made your mind boast about God? I'm talking about waiting on the Lord. I'm talking about having Him inhabit your praises. I'm talking about that love connection. It's like, listen, your thoughts go about, well, this is wrong, and this is wrong, and this is wrong, and that didn't work out the way I thought it. That didn't. And what you need to train yourself is to do, yeah, that didn't quite go out like I thought it would, but He said He'd never leave me nor forsake me. That didn't quite go. I had to act like a fool in front of the king to save my life. That didn't go the way I wanted it to go. But I'm going to praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually on my soul. I'm going to make my soul boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. When's the last time you had a group chat like that? Right? God is good. Well, how's He good? Well, He did this for me. He did that for me. Did you read in His Word and begin to chat like that? Why? Because you're exalting one another, or you're putting each other in the presence of God by exalting Him. You know what that's doing? It's driving those demons away because they can't handle it. It's getting your mind to the place where your focus is on Him. Oh, glory to God. Because He's able to do what needs to be done. Let us exalt His name together. Watch this, verse 4. I sought the Lord, and He heard me. And He delivered me from all of my fears. I sought the Lord, and He delivered me. Do you know the Bible says, we've read it over and over again, but he who asks, receives. You know, come on. If you seek, you'll find. If you knock, the door will be opened unto you. So I'm knocking. So if I'm knocking, I know the door's going to be opened. So I can begin to rejoice while I'm knocking, because the door's open. Lord, I don't have the answer now, but I'm asking you for wisdom. So I really do have the answer, because you said if I ask, I'll get it. And so I can begin to rejoice in that. I can begin to magnify you in that. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. That's a good way to start the day. Right? Because what are you afraid of? What fear is controlling you? What is it that is keeping you in a state that's not in the strength of the Lord? It's fear. And God can drive that out if you'll magnify Him. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to Him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. And the angel of the Lord encamps around all of those who fear Him and delivers them. Woo! Glory to God! You might not be able to see, but I got angels encamped around about me right now. Right? And so do you. Right? We got angels. What does that mean? They're sticking there. What does it mean to be encamped? It means they've put the tent down and they're staying. There's an encampment down there. Boy, I'm going to tell you, in the spirit, there's an encampment. And if we begin to get that into our hearts and our minds, in the midst of our situations, we can lift up our hands and, Lord, I'm just going to continually praise you. I've never seen you desert me, Lord. You've never let me down. God, things haven't gone as I planned, but you've always made a way of escape. I'm still here. Right? Listen, I'll just tell you, the church is still here. This church probably should not be here because of circumstances that have happened, right? But we're still here. We're still praising the Lord. We're still, come on. We're still doing a work for God, right? Because He sustained us. So if I give in to fear, I'm going to worry about how He's going to sustain me tomorrow. I can't do that. Why? I have to look. He sustained me up to this point. He's not changed. I'm not going to give in to that. How am I not going to give in to that? I'm just going to praise Him and worship Him and remind myself and tell my soul about how good He is. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Forget not all of His benefits. For He forgives all of my iniquities, and He heals all of my diseases." Come on. "Bless the Lord at all times." Woohoo! "His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Verse 8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts Him. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints. There is no want to those who fear Him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry." You know, I used to go like this. "Oh, that's good, but I'm not always righteous. I don't always do the right thing." But then I found a verse. It said that he who knew no sin became sin, that I would become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. My flesh isn't always righteous, but my spirit is completely righteous. My spirit, the new man, the one on the inside, the one that he was recreated in his image. Come on, that is perfect. I am righteous. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm in a position of righteousness, which, listen, the eyes of the Lord are on me. I said the eyes of the Lord are upon me. Are they on you? Come on. The eyes of the Lord are upon me. So when it's dark and when things seem to be going bad, you just say, "Oh, ha, 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 ha. The eyes of the Lord are upon me. Woo! He's looking after me. And His ears are open to my cry." See, you have to believe, and it'll change everything, if you really believe that when you say these words, "Father, in the name of Jesus," that you're right before His throne room. You can't see Him, and a lot of times you can't feel Him, but you can know that you know that you know that you know that you're right there. Because He said, "Come boldly before my throne of grace to find help in the time of need." I don't deserve to be there because of my flesh, but I do deserve there to be there because my spirit has been made new in Christ Jesus, and I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Woo! Let's go on. "The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cries out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and such as have save such as have a contrite spirit." What does that mean? That means this, that if you're open to God, He'll come to you. And if you're truthful with God, and if you'll let God into you and show you His truth, come on, He's there. And if you know that you've offended God in any way, you're not. I love this. We in the Catholic Church that I grew up in, we had the act of contrition. Now, the act of contrition was not, "I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me." The act of contrition was, "I've displeased you, God, and that breaks my heart. And my breaking your heart and feeling you're broken, my coming against you like that, it motivates me not to do it again." Right? Come on. I remember as a kid, I never wanted to disappoint my dad. Never wanted him to feel disappointed in me. Glory to God. And I feel the same way about him. Amen? "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all." That's enough to party about right there. "Oh, Lord, I'm so busted and broke and disgusted. Oh, God." Well, it says, "Many are the afflictions." Busted? Check. Disgusted? Check. Broke? Check. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Woo! Glory to God. It might not look like it. It might like seem like everything is against me, but the same God who promised this is with me. Hallelujah. He who guards his bones, not one of them is broken. And evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Woo! Glory to God. I lean on that verse. I said I lean on that verse. Now go to this 100th Psalm and we'll try to close. I got 9 minutes. Hallelujah. Psalm 100. I've told you the story again, but I have the mic so I can tell it again. There was a time that I was waiting. It was late at night. I was waiting to go on a trip with Renita and some of our friends. So when I was in Bible school, I worked swing shift, so it was late at night. We were going to leave really early in the morning, and you know, my habit was to get home about 12:30, and then, you know, I couldn't just go to bed and go to sleep, you know. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to get the Bible out. And this is what I did. I just did this. I opened it up to a psalm, and I just do this. Make a joyful shout unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. He's made us, and we are not ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. I did that for about 2 hours. I was so high in God by the end of that. And I just went psalm over psalm over psalm, just singing different melodies to it. But that praise lifted me to a place. I was by myself. I didn't have a worship team. I wasn't in a church service with all the anointed folks. I was by myself with God in an apartment just waiting on Him. And I was so in the Spirit that they came to get me. I couldn't talk to them. I rode in the car. It was like a 4-hour drive to the lake. It was Oklahoma. 4-hour drive to this lake that we were going to, maybe even a little longer. I didn't say anything the whole drive because I was lost in the Spirit. But I spent time with Him. But let's go back and look at this. I'm preaching me happy. Verse 4 says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. What does that mean? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I may not be able to thank you for the circumstances that I'm in, but I can thank you that you're with me in the circumstances. Right? Lord, I don't like this. I don't like what they said about me. I don't like what they did to me. I don't like what my daddy did to me. I don't like what my mama did to me. I don't like what that teacher did to me. I don't like what my boss said to me. I don't like those things. But Lord, I can be thankful that even in the midst of this, You came to heal the brokenhearted, God. So I'm just going to give my heart to You and I'm going to begin. I'm entering into the gates, right? And you remember the Old Testament, there was the gates that people came into, and then there was the holy place. But in the middle of, and behind that final curtain was the Holy of Holies where His presence was. So Lord, I'm coming to Your presence because those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. And Father, I want to mount up with wings as eagles, so I'm going to come to You with thanksgiving on my heart, even though I want to complain, even though I want to whine, and even though I want to sing, why me? I'm going to begin to be a thankful person. and into His courts with praise. So I'm going to begin to thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Now I just want to praise You for You're good, You're mighty, You're strong, You're ever-present, You're with me, Lord. I thank You because of who You are, Lord. I just want to praise You. I want to magnify Your name. I want to lift You up. Hallelujah. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. I bless You, Jehovah. I bless You, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer. I bless You, the Lord my provider. I thank You that You are El Shaddai. I just want to bless Your name. I want to bless the name of Jesus. I want to bless the name of the Holy Spirit. I just want to bless Your name. Your name is to be high and lifted up. And I just want to glorify You tonight because You're good and You're good. You've been good to me. I just want to praise You. I want to magnify You. I want to glorify You tonight. I want to give You all the praise. I want to give You all the praise. For You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. I want to bless Your name, Lord. For You're good and Your mercy endures forever. God, You're good and Your mercy endures forever. You're good and Your mercy endures forever. God, You're good and Your mercy endures forever. Your mercy is new every morning. Your mercy is over me. You command Your angels to have charge over me. Lord, I just want to thank You and praise You and honor You and glorify You and magnify Your holy name. For You are God. You are the Lord. You are Jehovah. Come on, You are El Shaddai. You are the God who is more than enough. Lord, You are the all-sufficient one. You're the one who was in the beginning, Lord. You're the one who's now. You're the one who's going to forever be, Lord. You are God, and I worship You, and I praise You, and I thank You that You gave me access to Your throne by the blood of Your Son. And God, I just want to honor You and thank You. Not about me, Lord. Forget about me. I just want to focus and concentrate and be with You. Glory to God. I've just taught You tonight, with the best that I can, how we can wait on the Lord so that our strength can be renewed, so that our joy will never be stolen. Hallelujah. There's a verse in the Bible, and this might be an odd translation of it, but it says, if the thief can't steal your joy, he can't have your goods. Glory to God. Devil, in the midst of this, I'm just going to laugh. I'm going to laugh. How can you do that? How can you laugh when in the midst of losing your husband or a tragic death or something like that? It's because you're not looking just at the temporal. You're looking at the eternal. And the truth is that I am going to be with Him forever and ever and ever and ever. Paul said it this way, man, these light afflictions that I'm going through now are nothing in comparison to the eternal, watch this, the eternal weight of His glory. What does that mean? That when you're in His presence, it's consuming. You can feel it, and it's awesome. Glory to God. And He's there waiting for us. I said He's there and He's waiting for us. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Glory to God. I love You, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship You, O my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King. Let it be a sweet. found. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're at home, start to worship the Lord. Just begin to worship Him. If you don't know God, if you've never met Him, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, just lift your hands up to Him right now and say, Lord, I've sensed Your presence and I ask You to come into my life. I ask You, Lord, I need a Savior, and I ask Jesus to become Lord of my life, and I'll give You the rest of my life. If there's anything You can do with the Lord, just do it. But I believe in my heart, and so I'm saying with my mouth that Jesus, You are Lord, and the God You raised Him from the dead. I thank You, Lord, and I praise You. If you did that, your eternity just changed. Be blessed. Father, I just, all those who are suffering tonight with physical maladies, we just pray over them right now in the name of Jesus. And we're not going to forget any of Your benefits, Father. For You do forgive our iniquities and You heal our diseases, Lord. I thank You that by Your stripes, Your healing power is going into people even right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak into Colton right now. He's in Oklahoma in a hospital bed. Lord, I speak Your healing power over him right now in Jesus' name. Raise him up, Lord, for Your glory, and I thank You for doing it in Jesus' name. Lord, we just give You all the honor and the praise tonight for everything that You've done in Jesus' name. And we will say, praise the Lord. Amen. Thanks for joining us. God bless you. Hallelujah. Come on.